Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon off a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Sinead Truitt.
Sinead Truitt. Okay, well, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today towards the Depo Provera lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line, like I said. Are you interested in starting a claim today?
Yeah.
Okay, and was it you who was using Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in the past, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No.
Got it. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents against Depo Provera?
Yes, I haven't signed any documents.
Got it. Okay. So since you were taking the shot yourself, you're going to be filing this claim for yourself as well. Are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the top of your spine?
The brain.
The brain. Okay. And when was your diagnosis?
I was diagnosed April 19th, 2020.
April 19th of 2020. Okay, I have that down here. And what is your date of birth?
9/6/83.
September 6, 1983?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera in the same way you were?
Not personally, no.
Okay, got it. And onto some questions about the shot that you were taking. Can you confirm that it was the injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you know if it was a sub or if it was a generic or just the regular?
It was the regular brand.
Okay, got it. I'll mark that off here. Now, did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah.
You did. And in one year?
No, I used it for almost 9 years, actually. It was more than 1 year.
Okay. So you said almost 9 years?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And in one of those 9 years, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. If you had to put a year on it, what year do you think you first took a shot?
May of 2010.
May 2010. Okay. Got
yeah.
it. Back in 2010 was the first time you took it. And when was the last time you ever took a shot?
2019.
So about a year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. 2019. And is there a month that you could recollect? It's okay if not.
September.
September 2019. Okay. 2019. So a year before your diagnosis. And the original reason why you stopped, was it because of side effects or was there a different reason?
Yes, I was having side effects. I was having, it was making my period irregular. I was having mood swings, memory issues, headaches, muscle weakness.
I see. And I'm assuming that those symptoms started to build up over time. Was there a certain point where you just went to your primary doctor or did you go to urgent care, emergency room?
Yeah. Yes, I went to the emergency room.
Oh, I see. You went straight to the emergency room, and did they do a CT scan or MRI?
Yes, they did a brain MRI.
Got it, and that's when they found out that you did have the meningioma.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Now, on to some questions about yourself. This is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you for that. And what is your marital status?
I'm single.
Okay. Got it. And your first name, Shane? Sorry, can you say your name for me so I can pronounce it correct?
Shanae,
I'm sorry about that. Shanae, is that spelled S-H-A-N-E-E?
Yes.
Got it. And your last name is Truitt?
Yes.
T-R-U-I-T-T?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle name, Shanae?
Ebony.
Ebony, E-B-O-N-Y?
E-B-O-N-Y, yeah.
Okay, got it. And what is your social?
167-64-5198.
1-67-645-198?
Yes.
Okay. And for your primary contact information, the best email it looks like I have for you is abdullahandrews@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm your phone number for me?
267-387-1679.
Okay, got it. And this is your mobile, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a landline or do you just use your mobile for everything?
I just use my mobile.
Okay. And how would you prefer to be contacted? I understand if you work in the mornings, afternoons, evenings.
Anytime.
Anytime, got it. And phone calls, texts, or emails?
Either or.
Either or. Okay. I'll mark down text so you at least know who's trying to contact you. And I'll put mornings down as that's usually the best time for law firms in general. Now, what is your current address?
3036 North Barnswell Street.
3036, and continue with that.
North Barnswell Street.
West.
North Barnswell.
North, and can you spell that the name of the street for me?
Bonsall.
Got it, and that's in Philadelphia, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this an apartment or a house?
A house.
Got it. Okay. And now, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or just yourself?
Me.
By you. Okay. So you would get the shot, you'd do it at home, and you would do it about once every 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. How many times, if you had to estimate, did you take the injection? And that's a loaded question, I know.
Yeah, once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months. And did you ever stop between that 9-year period?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, so that'd be about 36 injections on average. Okay. And you said that you got a MRI scan on your brain, correct? Did you get a CT scan as well?
I got a blood test, a biopsy, and a brain MRI.
Oh, I see. Okay, so they did do everything to diagnose. Okay. And do you remember what your doctor's name was that diagnosed you?
Yes. My doctor's name was Dr. Leonard Bruno.
Leonard Bruno?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And what was the hospital that he was located at?
University of Pennsylvania.
Okay, University of Pennsylvania. That is Philadelphia. Got it. Okay. University of Pennsylvania. Give me 1 second here.
Mm-hmm.
That's off Spruce Street, correct?
Yes, 3400
okay.
Spruce Street.
Got it. And do you still have your doctor's phone number? It's okay if you don't.
No.
Okay. All right, I have that down here. And what was the doctor's specialty at the time? Was that the emergency room doctor that saw you?
No, he was a neurosurgery doctor.
I see. Okay. Got it. And this is a random question, but in the past, did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't. So after you were diagnosed, what type of treatment did you go through?
I had active monitoring. They gave me steroids for almost a whole year, and the doctor kept the eye on the tumor.
Right.
And I visit the hospital for brain scans every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. I see. And are they still monitoring to this day, or are you still taking steroids?
Yes, I'm still taking the steroids,
mm-hmm.
but not as much because I was having the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
When I was upset in my stomach and, like, making me weak.
Oh, from the steroids?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. So it's been about, we're going on 5 years now that you've been actually being monitored as well as taking these steroids. Has the size of the tumor changed at all?
Yeah.
It has. Has it gotten smaller?
Yeah.
And symptom-wise, have your symptoms gone down?
I haven't really noticed them as much lately.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. It's definitely a different method of treatment. I've seen chemo administered. I've seen radiation administered, but it's usually if they're a bit bigger than usual. So I'm glad to hear that they're at least knocking it down a bit. Who's your current treating doctor?
I have to get the information when I get back because I just started seeing someone new. So when I get back to the city, I'll be able to call you and send you in everything.
Oh, I see. Who was your previous treating doctor then?
Dr. Leonard.
Oh, it was Dr. Leonard Bruno as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But like you said, you did get a new doctor recently.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still go to the same hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I'm assuming it's your local hospital, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. And medication-wise, are you taking any types of medications other than steroids, like painkillers or anything?
No.
Okay. And the steroids themselves, do you get them from a pharmacy nearby or from the hospital itself?
Yeah, CVS.
CVS. Okay. Got it. And the same doctor prescribed you these steroids?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you had the meningioma, have you ever had to go to the hospital due to its side effects, other than the first time that you went to the emergency room?
No.
No. Okay. Got it. And when it comes to your medical records, do you have all of those or does the hospital have them?
The hospital has them.
Okay. But you would be able to request them, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. If you did, would you be able to email them or just mail them?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. My last question then is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. So in case we cannot contact you, we would contact this person to continue your case. It's okay if you don't want to put anyone down, by the way.
I can't really think of anybody offhand.
Okay. Got it. Give me 1 second here. And that was the last question. So I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to your email as well as your text messages here. So you should be receiving them in just a second here.
Thank you.
And emergency contact-wise, I'm just going to put down your email. So you'll just get an email if there is the need to contact through that, if we can't reach you through your phone number, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you should be receiving those documents now. Let me know if you do. They should be sent to both your email as well as text, like I said. Now, when you do receive them, go ahead and open them up. It will let you review the documents. What these are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign them, the attorney will give you a call later today since it is going to be a holiday weekend as well as a holiday week next week. So it should be around today that you get that call and verify the information.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, and let me know if you get those documents.
Yes, I got.
Okay, now go ahead and put me on speakerphone. It's going to ask for your signatures as well as initials, and I will review it.
Okay. Hold on, somebody called.
No problem.
Okay. Should we have any further? It's not allowing me to, like, skip certain things.
I believe when you first open it up, you're going to have to consent to text messages. After you continue off of that, it should say next at the top of your screen. That's when you can touch the signatures. The signatures don't have to be perfect, but they do have to be legible.
Okay. Okay, that one. Here. Just making sure I did all of them.
Of course.
And I did. Okay, finish. Okay, it says I'm done.
Yes, I did receive those on my end. I'm just going to review these, make sure everything looks correct, which it does. And when it comes to your initials, is that normally how you put your initials down?
SET?
Correct.
Yeah, Shanae Ebony True. I normally just put ST, but it just came out that way, so.
Okay, got it. That looks all right to me. So you should be all set here. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my personal desk line. So if you have any questions throughout the process, feel free to give me a call or text. But like I said before, you're just going to be expecting a call from the attorney now.
Okay.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time. Hopefully, I can make the process simple. And if you have any questions, like I said, don't hesitate to give me a text or call.
All right, thank you.
Of course,
You
I
have a
hope you
nice
have a great
day.
day. Thank you.
Thank you.